Michael Murphy is a former deputy director of military intelligence and a security consultant, and he joins us on the line. Good morning, Michael. Can I start by asking you, what benefits would there be for An Garda Síochána to have a civilian commissioner?
I think before you actually go down to even deciding whether you should have a civilian commissioner or not, you have to decide what function that commissioner is going to be, functions that commissioner is going to be performing. And if one of them is in intelligence and responsible for the security of the state and the other one for policing, then you have to ask yourself, why would you be putting a civilian in responsible for a function that probably they have had no background whatsoever? So you'd have to ask yourself, what is the benefit for doing that? And I could not see a benefit why those two jobs of policing of the state and security of the state are held by the one person.
So you agree with the point that it would be futile or foolish or needless to put in a civilian, because a civilian is not an experienced cop and doesn't understand the problems faced on the job.
And not alone not an experienced cop, or probably, but in relation to the intelligence area. I consider this has not been an actual policing problem. This is a political problem. This is a problem that has been there for many years in relation to the Garda culture and the way it's controlled and supervised and not being managed properly by the political establishment. Mm. And now, their lack of knowledge in relation to responsibilities in relation to this is actually what is most worrying.
Now, so you are very much in favour, it would, and from reading things you've written before and talking to other people in this particular area of the security industry, there seems to be a growing lobby for the stripping off of national security away from the Garda Síochána portfolio or brief.
Very much so. I've been at this for a long time, even from when I was inside in the military, is that these are two separate functions. And in fact, if you look at, say, the Council of Europe Assembly recommendations in 1999, if you look at, say, when the Eastern Bloc countries were changing, at that time, those states were being recommended by the Western states to make sure that the intelligence services, police services, and military were separated. And that is the international norm. And this country, because of our, let's say, historical background, has kept them together. And in fact, it doesn't do the Gardaí good, or it doesn't do the state well, to have both of them under the one command.
Yeah, but Michael, the argument would be that since An Garda Síochána, mm-hmm. the foundation of the state, An Garda Síochána has been the traditional intelligence gathering agency of the state, and it has done it really, really well. It is an ingrained discipline. It's in the DNA of the organisation. Why now would you try and break that up and cause total chaos and confusion?
Well, I would actually challenge the fact that a good job was done. During the Troubles, I served 13 years on the border during the Troubles. And if anybody thought that this state did a good job in relation to anti-terrorism during that time, it's very much mistaken. We've had a lot of intelligence failures in this country. In fact, in any other country, not alone would police or intelligence heads been gone, but political heads would have been gone.
Yeah, but Michael, the argument against that would be, I'd have to come back to you on that, there were some spectacular security fails on the part of the British security system, which includes MI5, MI6... the RUC Special Branch, the British Army, and all the intelligence and dodgy, shadowy organisations it foisted on Northern Ireland. They had spectacular fails as well, and they weren't the biggest in the world.
But at the end of the day, what defeated the IRA in Northern Ireland was their intelligence system. It took them a while, but they got there. And they did an extremely good job. Of course, you're always going to have an odd failure. Mm. But like the biggest failure in this state was the importation from Gaddafi of four large shipments of weapons that stayed hidden in this republic for over 20 years.
But the argument would be,
and if the intelligence services were so good, then how is it that they weren't never found?
One of the big findings, and I've been writing about this for the Irish Independent as well, is that our security infrastructure is seriously deficient and effectively run on a wing and a prayer. And we saw the downgrading of our defence forces, the mm-hmm. downgrading of An Garda Síochána. The very simple thing with the Hutch Kinahan feud blew up in our faces. Yep. That was due to a deficiency of domestic intelligence gathering. Our security infrastructure is still deficient and lacking, and been run on a wing and a prayer, is it not?
Absolutely. I've written quite a lot on this. I've actually given talks on this, is that we, as in relation to our security culture, we are at the very lowest level of understanding what security is about. Our world has changed, and our government doesn't seem to have understood that we need to change with it. And the coordination of, say, even if the structures are there at the moment between the Gardaí, the military, the Department of Communications in relation to cyber, even the connection with the first responders, is safe after the terrorist attack, or even the whole thing of espionage and security of information, is absolutely negligent. And nothing has been done about it. And I was, when Mr. Varadkar took over as Taoiseach, we thought that perhaps there is a change in understanding here, and that he was going to come in with a new security culture, and or at least begin it.
Okay.
And in fact, it looks like as if we're standing still. And when I see the idea that the talking about an increase of salary for a new Garda commissioner to bring in somebody from abroad, it means this is a distraction from actually what we should be doing.
Michael Murphy, former Deputy Director of Military Intelligence and Security Consultant, thank you very much for joining us.